I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want Him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me?" No. At the end of the day, I want Him to simply say, "The evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love His creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth." God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into His rest. And hello and greetings. Welcome. Getting ready for our service in India. They have sent me a beautiful picture of the service there. And so I am waiting for Pastor Samuel to get on to the Skype. We tested it earlier. So far as I know, everything is working and everything is going. But I'm now waiting. He sent me a message a while back that said after 15 minutes we'll be ready to go. But I have not heard from him yet. Let me try calling. Okay. Not good. There we go. Let's see what happens here. With me. Father, I just ask you right now, my personal declarations are in force and executed now. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. The House of Gregory and Patricia Young Holy Spirit Burn Back Declaration is in force and executed now. The House of Gregory and Patricia Young Holy Spirit Burn Back Declaration is in force and executed now. I speak protection over Pastor Samuel over the meetings. And I just ask God that you would make everything to work smoothly. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of the flesh, I pray. All right. Waiting to, I guess, make this connection. He did not pick up the phone. And I don't see an active... I don't see an active connection here on Skype at the moment. So that's what we're waiting for right now, is that. Now, just a couple of things that I can tell you. We are continuing with our ministry in... continuing with our ministry in India. We've got several things going on. A week from tomorrow, we are planning a graduation for our Bible school students. That'll be 20 students that have been in school for a year being trained up in the Word, and we'll be getting them graduated and then assigning them. So we're going to be giving them Bibles and Bible tracts that they can pass out as a teaching tool. Let's see what else. We have we're going to be putting in two more freshwater wells. We're going to be Hello. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Testing 1, 2. Hello. Turn the camera down a little bit so I can see better.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Turn the camera down so I can see. Hello. Huh? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hello. Hey. Hello. 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 Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Could do a dance. Little dance going on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I know. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hello. 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 No.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Hello. 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 Hi. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. I see you. Hello. Hello. beautiful faces. Hello. 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 One, two, three. Everything going there. We're going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good on my end.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hi. Hello. Hello. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Hello. Well, it ain't, we're not getting, we're not saying nothing. They're not getting me. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. I feel like I should be exercising. We have a little more coffee. Hello, kind sir. Hello. Hi. Hello. Hello. Oh, that's good. That helps. All right, let me do this. Hello, hello. One, two, one, two, one, two. One, two, one, two, one, two. Hello, look at that. That'll get your attention. Hello, hello, hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. We'll get this light bulb screwed in yet. Hang on. Hello. So I've put up the first picture, which shows me lying in a bed with a tube in my mouth and a tube in my nose and looking pretty injured. And that's not it. That's not it. That's feedback.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. One, two, three. Testing, testing. One, two, three. Father, please allow this connection to work. Please allow them to figure out what it is that's going on. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear. Cause them, Father God, to be able to know what's going on. We have some disconnect going on. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Test, 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 test. One, two. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. What's disconnected? Hmm.
Hello. 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 Ah, you can hear me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Good job, guys.
Can you see?
I see all the beautiful faces.
Hallelujah. And we are so grateful that man of God is here with us. And now that's all the time we hand over to Pikana. Aye, koi fir yoga taliya ke sakya samasi prabhu daas ki jaye. Te sabu dehre aba. Ha? Dehre sabru. Chil chil dekhte hai tumhe thoda aage boli
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ha, chalo theek hai.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be with you this evening. I know that it's late, and I know that you've had a long day. I'm so excited to share how much God loves you. And to begin by sharing with you my testimony about the accident that I was in that brought Pastor Samuel and I together. So let me begin by explaining what the picture is that you're looking at. This was me in July of
2017.
I was in a catastrophic car accident. I was in the passenger seat, and my daughter Jackie was in the driver's seat. And this truck pulled across the highway back behind here and stopped. The driver was an older man, and he was confused about where he was, and we hit him at 88 kilometers per hour. My daughter Jackie thought very quickly and turned the wheel slightly to the right. So that she did not hit the driver's door, but she hit the passenger door on the driver's side. We impacted so hard that it drove the cab off the frame by a foot and a half.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਛੋਟੇ ਹਾਥੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਨੇ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਨਾਲ ਵੱਜੀ ਸੀ ਇਹਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਗਰਲਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਵਾ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਟਿਕਾਣੇ ਤੋਂ ਖਿਸਕ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ
But because of the fact that she had turned the wheel slightly to the right, all of the impact was on her side of the vehicle, the driver's side. The entire driver's side was smashed in, and all of it came in to the cab of the vehicle.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਗਲਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਇੰਜਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਵਾ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਧਸ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਬੜੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੱਜੀ ਸੀ
This windshield is smashed inward because tools from the back of the man's truck came through the windshield
ਅਗਲਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਮੋਰਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਅਗਲੇ ਹਿੱਸੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਲੋਹੇ ਦੇ ਉਜਾਰ ਫੁੜਕ ਫੁੜਕ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ
And so I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to become my daughter's airbag. Hello. Hello.
Any energy there?
Did we lose the sound? Did we lose? Hello?
Yes, sir. We are able to.
Are we okay?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Yeah, everything is okay now.
Okay, doke. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to become my daughter's airbag. Because she turned the car in the manner that she did, the airbag did not immediately deploy. And so as you can see in the picture here, there's blood on the steering wheel, there's blood on the seat, and blood across the dashboard. All of that blood belonged to me. So when we came to the stop, I was lying on Jackie's chest, holding her against the seat. And I had knocked down tools with my hands, and I had hit the steering wheel with my face. This next picture is what happened, and it's how I came into the hospital. When I arrived, they gave me a 2% chance to survive. That first picture is a picture of my face, and the plastic is actually on my nose.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਲਾਲ ਜੀ ਆ ਇਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਆ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉੱਤੇ ਪਲਾਸਟਰ ਜਿਹਾ ਚੜਿਆ ਵਾ ਉਹ ਮੇਰਾ ਨੱਕ ਵਾ ਅੱਖ ਮੇਰੀ ਥੱਲੇ ਆ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਨੱਕ ਉੱਪਰ ਚਲ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ
And so the picture to the right is shows the stitching and how they sewed my face back on. When I arrived at the hospital, my injuries were so severe, they said I had a 2% chance to survive.
ਔਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸੱਟ ਇੰਨੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਲੱਗੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਡਾਕਟਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਭਈ ਇਹਨੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਇਹਦੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਸਿਰਫ 2% ਚਾਂਸ ਆ
I had 17 surgeries over 5 days and I died 3 times
ਔਰ 5 ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੇਰੇ 17 ਆਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਏ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ 17 ਆਪਰੇਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਮਿਆਨ ਮੇਰੀ 3 ਵਾਰੀ ਮੌਤ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ
The Lord gave the psalm that you see here to my wife.
ਔਰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਜਬੂਰਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆ ਵਚਨ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀ
And she immediately began to declare he will live and not die.
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਤੋਂ ਇਹ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਘਰ ਵਾਲਾ ਮਰੇਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਾ ਰਹੇਗਾ
Here it says, many are saying of me, God will not deliver him, but you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high.
No. ਬਲੂਟੁੱਥ ਕੀ ਔਨ ਕਰ ਪਊ ਬਲੂਟੁੱਥ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਬਲੂਟੁੱਥ ਬਲੂਟੁੱਥ
Pastor, what's happening?
ਆਪਣਾ ਬੰਦ ਕਰੋ ਨਾ ਫੋਨ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਚਾਲੂ ਕੀਤਾ
ਉਹਨੂੰ ਚਾਲੂ ਕੀਤਾ ਵਾ
ਉਹਦਾ ਆਉਣੇ
ਬਲੂਟੁੱਥ ਇਹਦਾ ਬਲੂਟੁੱਥ ਆਉਣਾ
ਦੇਖੋ ਯਾਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਰੋਜ਼ ਚਲੋ ਆਨ ਕਰ ਦੋ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਦੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਫੋਨ ਹੋ ਜੇ ਤੇ
ਬਲੂਟੁੱਥ ਮੋਡ
ਆ ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਦੋ
ਸਪੀਕਰ ਲਾ ਦਿਓ ਉਹਦੇ
finances, folks, so that we can bring a mixing board. We've got some speakers, but we need to bring a mixing board of our own and speakers and the whole setup so that that way when we do a service like this, we're bringing our own sound system in that we already have connected and we know how to connect to our computer so that we don't have these kinds of interface problems. because this is a big problem for us to be able to share the message with equipment that's not working right. And I don't know what the problem is. And unfortunately, I'm over here and he's over there. And that is a problem. What's going on? Well, I'm gonna... Hello. What's happening? Can't hear you now. What got changed? Huh. I can't hear you. I cannot hear you now. Hello? Hello? One, two, one, two, one, two. We're going to lose them here. All right, I hear sound.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, Pasi?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
ਕੋਣ ਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਫੇਰ ਹਿੱਲ ਗਈ ਤਾਰ ਯਾਰ ਵੇਖੀ ਭਲਾ ਤਾਰ ਹਿੱਲ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਗੱਲ ਆ ਹਿੱਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈਂ ਫੜ ਕੇ ਰੱਖੇਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਜੇ
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about, yes, there's something about, oh, there's something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hello, you are able to hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, we can also hear you.
All right.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, sir.
Hallelujah! Are you ready?
Yes, sir. We are ready.
Hooray. All right. Hallelujah. So, I was in the hospital in intensive care for 6 weeks. And they had a tube in my nose to feed me and a tube in my mouth to breathe for me. Now, I began to pray and fight against the spirits of darkness. In this picture that you see, my family is with me and we are praying together.
Fulfill all we have declared
for all
time, space, and dimension. From the
second court.
No.
From the heavens.
Second. Yep.
From the second heaven.
And heaven.
And
down,
the cord.
Down
the
to
the
cord.
In the picture that you're seeing, they had done what's called a tracheotomy on me at this point, and that was the tube stuck in my throat, and that's how they were putting oxygen into me.
ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਾਹ ਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਨਾਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਲਾਈ ਸੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਗਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ੇਕ ਕਰਕੇ ਟਿਊਬ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਨਾਲੀ ਪਾਈ ਸੀ
I was still not able to breathe on my own. But my wife and my family were praying and declaring that he will live and not die. I broke the base of my skull on both sides, and I broke my neck and my back.
ਔਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਖੋਪੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਸੱਜੇ ਖੱਬੇ ਦੋਵਾਂ ਪਾਸੇ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਧੌਣ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ
There's the scar on my back from the surgery they did to do the repairs
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਰੀੜ੍ਹ ਦੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਜੋੜਨ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਕਿ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨ ਪਿਆ ਵਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਆਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਜੋੜਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ
In addition, I mentioned about knocking down the tools. I broke both hands and both wrists. I also broke my pelvis, hip, and femur on my left leg.
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਖੱਬੀ ਲੱਤ ਵਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਉਹਦੀ ਪੱਟ ਦੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਪਿੱਡੀ ਦੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਗਿੱਟੇ ਦੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ
ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਆਈ ਬ੍ਰੋਕ ਦ ਟਿਬੀਆ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਫਿਬੂਲਾ ਔਨ ਮਾਈ ਲੈਫਟ ਲੈਗ ਐਸ ਵੈਲ
ਔਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਖੱਬੀ ਲੱਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪਿੰਨੀ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੱਡੀ ਆ ਟੁੱਟ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਮਾਸ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਆ ਗਈ ਸੀ
In spite of breaking every major bone, the hip and the pelvis on my left side, they said, this is your good side. Turn to your neighbor and say, I wonder what the bad side looks like.
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਲੱਤ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਹਾਲ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਭਲਾ ਖੱਬੀ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਦੂਜੀ ਲੱਤ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਭਲਾ ਆ ਸਮਝ ਲਓ
Well here it is on the right
ਸੱਜੀ ਲੱਤ ਇਹਦਾ ਖੱਬੀ ਲੱਤ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਹਾਲ ਸੀ
On the right side, I crushed the bottom of the right knee and the top of the right tibia so severely it required a plate, screws, and bone glue. I also severed all of the nerves below my right knee and the main artery. That meant that they had to harvest an artery from my groin on my right side. They had to put these halos on both legs in order to keep them still while the bones set. But the damage on my right leg was so severe that it began to swell. And so in order to prevent my leg from exploding, they had to do something called a double fasciotomy. They had to cut open the side of the leg and put in a sponge and a tube to pull the excess fluid out. And I would, for the next nearly 2 months, have this attached to my leg.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਪੰਜ ਵਾ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੇਸ਼ਾ ਕੱਢਣ ਦਾ ਸਿਲਸਿਲਾ ਵਾ ਦੋ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਏਦਾਂ ਹੀ ਚੱਲਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ
This is a video that shows the doctor coming in to check on me. That's what it would look like after they pulled the sponge out and they took out the tube. And they did this every single day to me. Trying to save my leg and save my life. You can see this tape measure back here and get an idea as to how big that scar is. And so here I am in intensive care in the very first picture, completely on life support and non-responsive. The second picture, I'm sitting up for the very first time. In the third picture, by the power of the God that I want to talk to you about tonight, I had most of the apparatus removed and I was beginning to move to rehabilitation. And in the last picture, that's my daughter Jackie, who had come to visit me as I'm lying in the bed in rehabilitation. And this is a picture of me on my very first day coming to visit the house after the accident. As you can see here, I'm not able to use my right leg at this point. A little while later, and I was able to get onto this bicycle and exercise. And finally, I was able to come and be with my family. This was around Christmas time after my accident. The picture with the bruised arm is where the seatbelt did not completely release when I dove to protect Jackie. And the picture on the right is a picture of my lovely wife who prayed so diligently for me and believed that I would live and not die. And the gentleman that I am sitting with that are having the meal is my Congressman Chip Roy and Congressman Jim Jordan.
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ਸਤਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਵਾਂ ਕਾਂਗਰਸਮੈਨ ਜਿਮ ਰਾਹੁਲ ਦਾ ਤੇ ਕਾਂਗਰਸਮੈਨ ਜਿਮ ਜੋਰਡਨ ਦਾ।
Many ask me, what about your daughter Jackie? I am happy to report that she had very minor injuries to the muscles in her lower back and in her back, but nothing other than that, as God used me to help protect her. And this picture is from 2 years ago this month when she got married. In this picture, I got to walk her down the aisle. Psalms 27 says, I had fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And in this picture, I was officiating her wedding and then sitting in my wheelchair to finish. And this is a picture of me and my entire family that day. We serve a great and mighty God. And today I want to invite you to serve him as well. But in order to serve him, I think first you need to know who he is. And how he reveals himself to us. You see, the events that happened in my life almost 7 years ago, were not the beginning of my relationship with my Heavenly Father. At the point that I had this accident, I had been walking with the Lord for nearly 40 years. And I had faced many trials and tribulations in my life. Including being told that I only had 3 to 6 months to live in 2004. But if you know how to view the Father, then you understand how he is working even when we can't see it. And that all of his working is for our good because he loves us. You see, while I was in the midst of the struggle that I was in America, Pastor Samuel was in his own struggle there in India. as he pursued the call of God on his life. God was preparing me 20 years ago for this very day and this very moment. And for the work that we, Pastor Samuel and I, have been doing in India for the last 5 years. In fact, within just a few days, we will be celebrating our 5th year anniversary of holding meetings in India. We began just sharing in small homes. In small meetings amongst pastors. But from the very first meeting, God began to move and bring healings to people. And God's miraculous hand has been upon the ministry ever since. In the book of Romans in the Bible, it says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen." Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse. God has revealed himself to us by events in our lives and also by the things we see around us. I imagine right now, if you looked up into the sky, you likely would see some stars. And you might even ask yourself, how did those stars get there and how did all of this get created? I like to use this story to elicit an understanding of how God and how there is a creator for everything we see. I had the sincere pleasure of doing ministry with some people from India when I lived in Modesto, California. And whenever we would have a meeting, they would prepare wonderful food for the ending of the meeting. And I want you to remember that you're going to be fed a wonderful meal tonight. Imagine that you had someone who came to your home and you prepared them a meal as your guest. Turn to your neighbor and say, "I'm a pretty good cook."
ਤਾਂ ਨਿਕਲੋ ਮੈਂ ਡਰ ਕੇ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਦਲੀਲ ਨਾਲ ਕਹੀਏ ਮੈਂ ਰੋਟੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਵਾਦ ਬਣਾਉਂਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਧਾਣਾ ਕਹਿ ਸਕਦੇ ਧਾਣਾ ਬੋਲਦੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾਤਰ ਮੈਂ ਰੋਟੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਵਾਦ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੀ ਹਾਂ
And so your guest sits at the table and you bring the food out and set it before them and they dish themselves up and yeah, they say, yeah, this is good food. Turn to your neighbor and say, see, I told you I was a good cook. And so then they say to you, wow, you must have had an explosion in your kitchen and all this food just landed on the plates. Now that would be pretty silly, wouldn't it? And you would probably say to them, no, I made that food. But you see, there are those that believe that all of this amazing world that we live in just happened by some strange explosion. And ultimately, there's a reason for that. The reason behind that is called rebellion and sin. You see, if man has to acknowledge that there is a God that created all of this, then man has to acknowledge a couple of other things. That the God who created all of this must have a plan and a purpose for why he did it. That everything that we have and everything that we see and even we are his creation. And that ultimately God is in charge of what happens in the world. Which means that though a man may try to make his plans, his steps are going to be ordered by God. And that when we step outside of God's plan and purpose, we are now walking in rebellion and in sin. Sometimes people will ask, then why is there evil in the world? The evil that we see in the world is predicated on rebellion. The initial rebellion happened in heaven. In Revelation chapter 12, it says, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And And they prevailed not, and neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels cast out with him. But God, in his grace and in his mercy, sent his Son Jesus Christ to redeem the world. John records in the same chapter of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10. After the casting out of the dragon and his angels, which are demons, the Bible says, John said, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. And strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. You see, before the battle and before the war in heaven, Satan would parade himself before God, and he would talk about you and me and all of God's creation, and he would declare, look how bad they are. Look how terrible they are. Look at how ugly they are. And God would say, no, this is my creation, and I will redeem them. In fact, God would even point out some of the righteous, including a man named Job. And God told Satan, you can go ahead and test Job, but I know Job's heart. And the book of Job tells us of all the trials of Job, but at the very end, Job says to God, I belong to you, and God says to Job, you are mine, and restored everything to him. And when God had had enough of listening to the devil and all of the things that he said, there was a great war and he cast him out. And the word of God continues in Revelation 12, verse 11, and says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. In other words, they said, now my life belongs to you, Father. First John 5 gives us this word of encouragement. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him that begot loves him also that's begotten of him. In other words, everyone who loves those that God has born, that have been born again in God, also loves God. It goes on to say, by this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And this speaks to what I was talking about earlier, about the rebellion that has taken over and sin and man's denial of God's authority over the earth. Because man believed the deceptive lies of that serpent, that dragon, Satan. And he took us captive. But Jesus Christ, when he began his ministry, pronounced the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I have come to set you free from that bondage condition. That is the same God that caused me to rise from the dead three times. The one who ordered my steps so that my body and my spirit and my mind were prepared to make it through the accident so I could share about it with you tonight. In verse 4 of 1 John 5, it says, and whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I know that it's getting late, and I want to take the moment now, and I want to invite you to pray with me. The message that I have for you tonight is this. You can enter into a relationship with the God who has created all of this through his Son, Jesus Christ, and be set free. And experience the fullness of the love of God. How many of you would like to pray with me tonight? Hallelujah. Then let us go ahead and pray. Please repeat after Pastor Samuel.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight. in spite of every effort of the enemy tonight to try to prevent us from being able to get to this place. All of the technical interference that's taken place tonight. We know that it is your desire to express your love to us. And we understand our need to receive your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we come by invitation. And we ask you, Father God, please forgive us. For our own rebellion against you. We confess our sin and ask for your forgiveness. We thank you, Father God, for your forgiveness and receive it now. We put our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We believe that by his blood, by his death, by his resurrection on the cross, we receive salvation. And we desire to be born again. So we take our hands and we place them on our head. And we make this declaration. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ Jesus lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, I believe that by this confession, I am now born of God. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. I have put on the mind of Christ. And clothed myself in his righteousness. So I ask the fire of God
ਇਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੀ ਅੱਗ ਉੱਤੇ ਰਹੇ
To burn up and destroy everything in me and around me that is not of God.
ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੰਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਕਤੀਆਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਕਸਮ ਹੋ ਜਾ
Let every demonic and evil thing
ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੰਦੀਆਂ ਬਦਰੋਆਂ ਗੰਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਕਤੀਆਂ ਕਸਮ ਹੋ ਜਾ
That has ever bothered me or attacked me. Or influenced me in any way. Be burned up and destroyed and let its remains be cast into the abyss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name of the flesh. Angels, help me. And now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, I destroy every curse, every spell, tie, and vow. Every mark, seal, contract, and assignment. That have been sent against me by any and all evil forces. Known and unknown, seen and unseen. I put them under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh. And the fire of the Holy Spirit. That they would be cut off from me and the angels would cast them into the abyss. I declare that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਡਰ ਵਾਲਾ ਆਤਮਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਦਲੇਰੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਵਾਲਾ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ
I believe that God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਧਾਰਮਿਕ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਜੀਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ
And that whatever has been missing, I am ready to receive it now, and God is prepared to give it to me. Not because of anything that I've done. But because of the love of my Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
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 Pastor Samuel, I want to pray over them very quickly. I know we're getting late. I need to pray a quick covering prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, I seal everything that has just been declared. I ask, Father God, for your blessings on each one that has professed faith in you tonight. And upon those in the communities that will make that profession of faith in the days to come. I pray your blessing on the leaders that have orchestrated the meeting tonight and ask you to bless them with peace and joy and love. I thank you, Father God, for the pastors that are here tonight to serve the people. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor Purim, Pastor William, Pastor Newton, and Pastor Jackie. And thank you, Father, for Pastor Samuel. And any other pastors that are here tonight whose names I do not know, I pray blessings on you, your churches, and your ministries. And finally, I speak healing right now over everyone under the sound of my voice, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every way, healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that the word says, by his stripes we are healed. I release that healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. I further declare that the word of God said that he would send a comforter to lead us into all truth. So, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come upon this place right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and comfort the people and fill the people up and lead them to the truth of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Father God, right now for the completion of this work. And I ask, Father God, for the establishment of a church right here in these communities, in each one of these communities. Raise up the ministers. Raise up and call, Father God, to equip the saints, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, and the preachers. equip the saints for the completion of their perfection, that they might walk in accordance with your word and in the power and authority of your Holy Spirit. And that there would be a positive change in each community right now, and glory to our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeshua Masih Nam Ke.
We are going to pray for Pastor Yu, for you, for your family, and for the ministry that we have been doing here in India. I just want to pray after that, give Pastor Karai. Some of the after that, give Pastor Chikana, you give Pastor Karai. And the other Pastor Samuel, you give on you, a chutty Pastor Karai, Pastor Chikana, you give up the over in that Priva, the Vatu, Siva, the Vatu. ਸਰਵਗੁਰੂ ਰਹਿਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਭ ਦਾਸ ਸਭ ਕਲੀਸਿਆ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਜਗਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਬਹੁਤ ਦੂਰ ਤੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਜੀ ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਵਚਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਵਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਚਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਆਸ਼ੀਸ਼ ਪਾਈ ਆ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਨਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਦੇਣੇ ਆ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਕਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਵਧਾਉਣਾ ਫਲਦਾਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਦਿਨ ਦੁੱਗਣੀ ਰਾਤ ਚੌਗਣੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਜੋ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਬਹੁਤ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਭਾ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਸ਼ਚਿੰਤ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੋਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸੇਵਕਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਵਧਾਉਣਾ ਫਲਦਾਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਦਿਨ ਦੁੱਗਣੀ ਰਾਤ ਚੌਗਣੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤੀ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਲੀਸਿਆ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪੂਰੀ ਮਨਿਸਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਭਲਿਆ ਯਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦਾ ਵਸੀਲਾ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਮੰਗ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ
ਆਮੇਨ Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there we are, sort of, kind of. Maybe. Hang on, let's do that. And that, and there we go. All right. Well, folks, that concludes our service. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. As you can see, some technical issues. I'm going to talk to Pastor Samuel about those and how we might overcome those. But I know that one of the ways is for us to carry a completed system. We have a projector. We have a laptop. We have speakers, although I don't know that we have speakers we're carrying with us. But if we had a board that we could take with us that interacted with our computer, and then all that we would need to do is plug the speakers into the board, that would be a lot easier. Then we would be in a situation where we would come fully equipped to put our stuff together so that we wouldn't have those glitches. Because the glitch happens in the connection between our computer and the board and then it going out into the audience. But if we had a board that we already knew would connect to our computer so there was never a problem, it just happened, Then all we would need is the speakers, and it's pretty easy. You can get one of the sound boards so that you can either have ghost power or non-ghost. You know, you can have it powered or non-powered, and you can get a board that'll do either one with just the push of a button, irrespective. And then that way, if the speakers need a boost, you turn on the power, and if they don't, then you don't have to. All right, well, that's the end of that. If you'd like to help us with purchasing a sound system, reach out to me, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. God bless you. Have a great and a marvelous Easter. I will be on tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Texas time. And we got a pretty powerful program lined up for you tomorrow, by the way. Very quickly, let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Tomorrow on the show, we will have Don Jans will be opening up with us, and we'll probably talk quite a bit about Easter, to be honest with you, in that particular segment. Then I'll have Julie Belling, who is a writer and director of Beneath Sheep's Clothing, a new documentary film which is exposing the parallels between the communist takeover of culture in the USSR and today's America. Jason Nelson, a disabled U.S. Army Marine, is going to talk with us about an experience that he had dealing with sex trafficking. And then Jason Jones, and we'll talk with him about his new book and also about Christian persecution. I'll see you tomorrow. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you his peace.